The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I've mentioned before that the late Lucy Brock Broido was a remarkable poet and inspiring teacher. She was a truly inimitable presence, downright otherworldly, yet also somehow down to earth, highly dramatic, yet also exuberantly playful. Language was, for her, a kind of fantasy kingdom, wherein the realest of feelings and most urgent of wishes could be realized. Today's poem is Brock Broido's Still Life with Aspirin, which describes a visitation from the speaker's deceased mother. But this spirit apparition doesn't feel like an ominous figure has come back to startle the speaker, the way, say, the ghost of Hamlet's father does. In Brock Broido's poem, the speaker is not frightened, but electrified. And in coming face to face with her lost loved one, she almost seems to have been transported to the beyond herself, what she calls ever. With its rich and at times peculiar language, the poem is dazzling. It's also conversational, as if the speaker has composed herself just enough to pick up the phone and say to a close friend, "You'll never believe what just happened to me." In fact, Lucy used to say poems were like that, like someone reaching out to say, "Come here, let me tell you what it was like." Still Life with Aspirin by Lucy Brock Broido. There she was, the mother of me, like a lit plinth, heavenly, though I was reared to find this kind of visitation impractical. She was an unbearable detail of the supreme celestial map, of which I had been taught that there was no such thing. Stevens wrote that for a poem to be true, it must come from an ever. If you don't fathom that, then you should not be reading this. I was there, at ever, and it was mostly poignant, and it was cruel. It was a subjunctive place where touch was so particular it hurt, like a veterinarian's deep kiss, like a Jerusalem somewhere between fantasy and imagination. I was the procuress and the gallows glass guarding the history and turf of everything intimate. What word would you use to describe me now? Imperishable? Imperishable. The stars appear every night in the sky. All is not well. All deepens. V told me that. All deepens, which is to say nothing, like a mild analgesic, which is to say everything, like Lear's Three Girls, which is to say all of my objects have lost their correlative states. And you want to know why? Because things are just things now, just as everyone said they would be. When I was there, at ever, by the way, I was an ascetic and quite vernacular. The land there was all as peaceful as an aspirin, as the West Bank is an eternal circle of chalk and bruise and war. You did not dream I held political ideals, did you? You should not be reading this, and are. Remember me in the blowsy, humid corridors beneath the Wailing Wall, most sacred place of all. remember me, wishing, specific, marooned, as one who knew exactly what the ever was and is, a velvet school of courtesan, a gallows bird, all deep, all deepening. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.